Scottish conductor Donald Runicles is busy with leadership positions in the opera and symphonic worlds in Germany, Scotland, and America. WRTI Susan Lewis profiles Runicles, who is also a regular guest conductor with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
He was a young man when he had a transformative encounter with Mahler's Second Symphony. Donald Runicles was selling programs in Scotland's Usher Hall.
Got a chance to sit on the steps, and there was Lenny Bernstein, and I experienced this remarkable Renaissance musician. And he was famous for those leaps and for this very visceral, very physical approach to conducting. But in that moment, you really thought, this is being composed as we are present. I knew then, more than ever, that I wanted to be a conductor.
Runicles wrote his university thesis on Mahler and began his career working in opera in London and Germany. Today, whether conducting opera or symphonic works, the human voice and how a phrase might be sung informs his approach. Think of Beethoven, Elgar, or Brahms.
Sounds a little bit of a cliche, but there are so many moments which sound like songs without words. Where would I breathe in a phrase, even if it's an instrumental? Where would a violinist breathe if that violinist was singing that phrase? There's very often this somewhat artificial divide between orchestral conductors and opera conductors. But I believe there is absolutely no divide.
Today, Runicles leads the Deutsche Oper Berlin, the BBC Scottish Symphony, and the Grand Teton Music Festival. He's also principal guest conductor of the Atlanta Symphony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.